7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Hurricane Matthew's high winds and driving rain are pummeling Florida's east coast at this hour. It's expected to be an intense day-long battering of the coast. The strongest winds of 120 miles per hour have been just offshore, but Matthew's strength is still menacing more than 500 miles of coastline. Correspondent Boris Sanchez is in Daytona Beach at this hour.
The wind coming in tremendous gusts, upwards of 60 miles an hour. Now there's a bit of calm. There's a ton of debris all over the street, mostly from palm trees. I've seen a couple of trash cans down there. There are street signs that are flailing in the air, power lines as well. The lights have stayed on here in Daytona, but they have flickered on and off. Our own signal has gone on and off as well, and our cell phone service is starting to get spotty too.
As Hurricane Matthew lashes Florida and later Georgia, emergency crews from our area are heading down to help those in need.
Search and rescue teams like Maryland's Task Force 1 have been activated by FEMA to go to Georgia. Pete Perringer's with Montgomery County Fire.
We're blessed in Montgomery County. We're well-resourced. This National Capital Region, in fact, is very robust in their response capabilities, especially since 9/11.
Perringer says the crews are expected to be there for about 10 to 14 days, and their supplies include food and housing. That'll all be brought down via a tractor trailer. A crew from Fairfax County is also on the way to Florida. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New this morning, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded Santos for his, quote, resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end. Gun rights advocates are challenging a Maryland handgun licensing law in federal court. The group Maryland Shall Issue is being joined by a gun store and four residents in filing that federal lawsuit. They contend the law reduces Marylanders' constitutional rights to mere privileges. 14 U.S. senators are calling on the Justice Department to open a criminal investigation of Wells Fargo executives.
The request comes after revelations that bank employees open millions of fake bank and credit card accounts. Lawmakers say a hearing last month with Wells Fargo CEO raised serious questions that point to possible executive wrongdoing. Bill Michaels, Washington.
It's the third time in 5 years the Washington Nationals are playing baseball in October as their postseason starts tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I think they match up evenly.
Despite the lopsided record over the season, says NatsMLB.com beat reporter Bill Ladson.
The Dodgers won the season series 5-1. They did most of it without Kershaw.
That's star pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who gets the nod tonight against Max Scherzer, one of his big concerns for the Nats.
The starting pitching staff will be okay. The thing I'm worried about more is the bullpen. I don't think they have a shutdown bullpen.
And the Nats can't afford any more injuries. It's a long list of players nursing problems. Daniel Murphy, Michael A. Taylor, and Jason Wirth, just to name a few. Of course, with catcher Wilson Ramos out for the season as well. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Finance ministers and central bank governors from the world's 20 major economies are scheduled to wrap up their talks here in Washington today as they search for ways to rejuvenate a sluggish global economy. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,269, the NASDAQ at 5307. Sports, Toronto and Cleveland take the first games of their AL Division Series. Tonight, Nats Dodgers, Cubs Giants. Thursday night football, the Cardinals beat the Niners. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. And this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Everything gone, Virginia, from the earlier crash on Interstate 95. Northbound crash, Newington, before you get to the Beltway, completely gone. I know you're in a long lineup here heading north over the Occoquan, but what's in store up ahead? Like I said, in Newington, all clear. Once you get beyond there to the Beltway, if you're heading over the Wilson Bridge or into Tyson's, Beltway is wide open. 395, I'm only seeing a little bit of volume in the Landmark area, briefly across the 14th Street Bridge. So a little bit better news there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's our other tough spot right now. Coming off of the Beltway and going northbound, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, stop and go to the crash before you get to Powder Mill Road that had been blocking the left lane. If you're heading north from the Beltway on 95, no problems, no delays to get you up past the ICC and beyond. South on 95, a little bit of volume as you merge onto those outer loop delays. Pretty normal stop and go around toward George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase for us today. Seasonable temperatures, high 72. Cloudy tonight, showers overnight, 64. As tropical moisture interacts with a cold front Saturday, rain tomorrow, high near 70. Behind the front Sunday, partly cloudy, a little cooler, mid-60s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Woodbridge, 59 in Greenbelt, 62 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. What's it like right now inside the Hurricane Matthew storm zone? See some remarkable video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
It is 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a loaded 2 hours in front of us, so you're not going anywhere. Dang it. Coming up at 8:05, Montgomery County Councilmember George Leventhal will explain why four terms ain't enough for him or his colleagues. He needs more. Talk about the term limits in Montgomery County. 8:15, we'll check in with one of our colleagues down in South Carolina to see how they're preparing for the hurricane as Matthew heads their way, possibly. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, to give us a preview of Sunday's big debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the rescue.
Here we go. It's 7:07, time for our Redskin Report with Trevor Maddich. Redskin Report, of course, brought by Trevor Maddich. He's a WMAL Redskins analyst. You see him over at Comcast Sportsnet, and he is a former Redskins elite long snapper. Is being a long snapper for the Redskins, is that sort of like being, there are no former Marines. Are there former long snappers or just retired?
No, it is an ongoing club, and we don't retire, and we don't even fade away. We are always eternal.
Always snapping.
That's right. Well, listen, we got the Redskins versus those evil Ravens from up north in Baltimore, and they'd like to make it three in a row. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd sure be a good thing, but I tell you, the Ravens' defense has everything they need to put a real speed bump in front of the Redskins, and so this is a tough matchup for the Redskins.
Is it really? Why? I mean, other than the defense is a good match, we can talk about some of the potential matchups and why they are particularly problematic.
Yeah, well, first of all, their defense is the best in the league through four games in you know, statistically overall.
Wow.
The Redskins' defense is one of the worst in the league statistically overall. But so that's a problem, because the Redskins will need to continue to run the ball, and they've gotten better at it the last couple of games. But the Ravens are really good at stopping the run. Also, you've got Elvis Dumervil and Terrell Suggs back in terms of pass rushers. And the Redskins, on their injury list, Trent Williams, their left tackle, is listed as questionable. So there's injuries on that offensive line. On the other side of the ball, you've got even bigger problems, because the Ravens' offense is a work in progress right now. They're about average in the NFL. But the Redskins' secondary is really banged up. And Joe Flacco, a quarterback for the Ravens, is a master at finding the weakest matchup that you have on the other side of the ball and exploiting it with his strength.
So, listen, I know, Trevor, that you get into the business of who might win and who might lose and why. But, you know, many people look at how a game is measured based on the point spread. And with everything you're saying, and considering the Ravens are a home team, you have to wonder why they're only favored by 4 points here. It looks like the Ravens should be able to beat the Redskins handily. What are we missing?
Well, I think what we're missing is the one thing that the Redskins do really, really, really well, and that's throw the ball.
Mm.
And as long as Kirk Cousins gets protection, they can make up for a lot of problems in a lot of places because they can throw the ball deep down the field to the best deep threat in the league, which is receiver DeSean Jackson. And they can throw the ball short to 4 or 5 guys that can make one guy miss and turn a 4-yard catch into a 12-yard gain.
So can I follow up on that? Because I totally agree with you. And I feel like, we're, you know, this is a conversation we had early to mid-season last year until that great comeback against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that is, you're right, Kirk Cousins can throw the ball. And I remember he can throw it deep to DeSean Jackson. Why don't they do it more often? It seems like the secondary, the safeties, they don't have to respect that deep threat because they barely ever go there.
You know, the threat of that deep threat, though, opens everything else up. And every time you see a short catch and only one guy there to oppose the guy instead of a defense rallying to swarm a receiver who catches the ball short, that's because the safeties stay deep because they're afraid of that deep threat. So even though they don't connect with it as much as it might seem they could or should, it still opens up the rest of the it opens up the rest of the passing offense underneath because of the threat.
All right,
so we got a new safety that's been brought on, this guy Dante Whittier, what do we know about him, and why did they decide this was somebody they needed?
Okay, what we know about him is that he's 31 years old, been to 3 Pro Bowls. His style is that of a very physical hitter. He was released by Cleveland on the last day of free agency in April. He's mad about that because he thought that limited some of his options. So they brought him in and another guy, Josh Evans, a safety as well. They brought them in because of injuries in the secondary. In the last 2 weeks, the Redskins have lost both of their starting safeties. David Bruton is on injured reserve with a bad concussion, and D'Angelo Hall injured his knee. He's out for the season. So I think he's out for the season. He's out for a while anyhow. Brashad Breeland, their cornerback, starting corner, is gimpy with an ankle. So they've got all kinds of issues at corner. See, and this is the and safety. So this is the problem when you're facing Joe Flacco with Mike Wallace and Steve Smith at receiver and Dennis Pitta, for goodness sake, at tight end, one of the best receiving tight ends in the league. He's got all kinds of options. And Quentin Dunbar, the former wide receiver, will be lining up opposite Josh Norman at corner a lot of the time, and he'll be on the field a lot, and you can bet that Flacco will test him early and often, Quentin Dunbar now. And so Josh Norman might have just a mildly interesting game running up and down the field without many footballs coming his way. That's why they needed to sign a couple of new defensive backs to take the place of all those injuries.
Well, so what's your prediction here, most specifically on the offense? Because it sounds like you're saying the success for the Redskins is all going to be about their offense and whether they can match up against the Ravens and their obviously superior defense. So will Matt Jones run the ball the way he did last week? Will Kirk Cousins be able to air it out a bit? What do you say?
I think this one will be on Cousins. He'll need to get the ball out of his hands very quickly. I don't think you'll see the problem with Cousins holding on to the ball in the pocket for too long in this game because of the pass rushing of Baltimore. He will get drilled if he doesn't get rid of the ball. So that's what it will come down to, Kirk Cousins and the short passing game.
Right.
In the running game, I'll tell you, the Redskins, if they can run against this front, they'll be doing really, really well. And a key matchup inside for the Wonks is right guard Brandon Scherff against Timmy Jernigan of the Ravens, who has been one of the most disruptive defensive linemen in the league through the first month.
And final, your estimation on the score?
I think the Ravens win this game by a touchdown.
Touchdown. Oh, all right.
And listen, if they were to pull this off, then it would really speak well for the rest of the season, right?
If they were to pull this off, it says that the Redskins have improved. And by the way, the biggest thing the Redskins can do to win this game is to play it clean. In other words, to get rid of some of those penalties. The bow and arrow, I think, is fine to do. Josh Norman got fined for that last week, about $10,000. But as long as they avoid avoid penalties, and if the defense can get turnovers like they have the last couple of weeks, because that's really what saved them. They've given up a lot of yards, but then they've gotten turnovers.
Well,
if they can do that, that's the Redskins' best chance.
The bow and arrow thing, you know, we've debated it all week. That thing drove me. That's a crazy call. But it's those chippy little holding calls and the really bad offsides penalties that are really hurting them, because they'll get a great play and then it gets called back because of a holding that didn't even make a big difference. It didn't seem in the way the play unfolded. I hope they clean that up as well.
Right. And by the way, tackling. The defense has been so poor in tackling. And just a quick note that when you tackle, the Redskins are missing tackles, not because they don't want to tackle, but because their feet are bad. It's not their arms, it's their feet. They're not getting close enough in the right angle and perspective to the ball carrier before they go to make that tackle, and that's why those tackles are not secure. Tackling on the defensive side is the most important single thing, or one of the most important single things, along with turnovers, if the Redskins are going to win.
All right, well, that's all revealed in the films. Hopefully they make those adjustments. And listen, going into the next week's game at home against the Eagles at 3-2 is a huge difference between going in 2-3. So
sure
let's hope they get that win.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Trevor Maddich, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
It is now 7:15, time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wheaton, Maryland on Georgia Avenue, the crash right at the intersection with Arcola Avenue. And I'm looking at lanes blocked in all directions, both north and south Georgia, and as you're trying to come off of Arcola to get onto Georgia. So please watch Fire and Rescue Police there to try to direct you around on the beltway around the top side, slowing from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Then you break free. Bethesda Beltway, good. No problems. Beltway at River Road. We're open at the Legion Bridge. To the Wilson Bridge, your backups begin before 210 this morning. A little bit better than what we've been seeing all week. Had the accident, DC 295 southbound before you get to Benning Road. Still in the clearing stages. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, delays continue to grow because of the accident on the northbound side, north of the Beltway, before you get to Powder Mill Road. Now, delays off the Beltway and even from now inside the Beltway. 95 Virginia crash in Newington, completely gone. Delays out of Dale City as you push in through Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, increasing clouds, 72, a 50% chance of rain showers developing after midnight tonight, and a low of 64. And tomorrow, 100% chance of rain, but only about a quarter inch of accumulation, according to the forecast, and the high of around 70. Sunday looks like a nice day in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 62 degrees. It is 7:17 on WMAL.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Sunday, all eyes are on Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, where... Why is there a Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri?
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Not at all. It should be here in Washington, or maybe over there in Seattle. But anyway, that's where the debate will be, from 9 to 10:30 Eastern. Moderators Martha Raddatz of ABC News, Anderson Cooper from CNN, and you'll hear it all live at 9 p.m. on WMAL with Mary Walters taking your calls and analysis afterwards.
Right, yeah.
But it's time for you to give us our pre-debate analysis right now. This is our last chance to talk about it before the weekend. 888-630-9625. We had the first debate. We had the fallout. We had the vice president's debate. And we had that reaction. So now what do you want to see going into Sunday? What do you expect to see going in Sunday? This is the town hall format as well. Does that factor in? Who does this help? What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I saw somebody analyzing this, Brian, yesterday, because, you know, CNN has their countdown clock.
Right.
And it's like 4 days out now.
Yeah,
so it's like wall to wall now between the hurricane and this. And somebody had said, well, you know, this town hall format really plays into Hillary Clinton's style because she's so good and natural with people.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you watching the same Hillary Clinton? The only way this plays into Hillary Clinton's needs and strengths is because for half of the time she can sit down on a stool.
Well,
that's the only advantage I see here.
Matt, our friend Matt Schlapp observed on Twitter yesterday that she should feel very comfortable in this town hall. There's going to be about 200 people there, and that's about how many people show up at one of her rallies.
Oh,
there you go. Boom, Matt, lay it down. Okay. Well, listen, here's what I want to happen. And, you know, you sort of set this all up like it's a big sporting event. What I want is, I want this to happen at the Reagan. Substituting for Donald Trump, Governor Michael Pence.
That's what I want. You want Kellyanne Kirkpatrick to stop everything, go out there, look to the bullpen, point, well, no, the right hand, actually. It wouldn't be the lefty. It would be the righty there with Mike Pence.
Right. And I, you know, look, and I hope that Donald Trump, I hope that he is not enamored with his last performance. I hope he realizes that he really stunk up the joint. And I hope that he realizes that he has a running mate who actually knows how to do this and did quite well. And I hope that he will take some time and do some book work on this. And I hope that he will learn how to do the pivot. You know, I've talked about the importance of the pivot in these situations and a communication situation like this. You sort of acknowledge the question and then you pivot to what you want to talk about or turn the question into an attack on your opponent. Donald Trump really seems to be like, whatever question you ask me, I'm going to give my best answer to it, which is not what you want to do, sadly, in a situation like this. What you want to do is make points and make and to pivot the thing to what you want to talk about. He never really did that in the first debate, and I'm hoping he's figured that out.
By the way, the Sunday night football game at the same time as the debate is the Green Bay Packers versus the New York Giants. Now, New York is already a lost cause, of course, so is New Jersey, but Wisconsin is in play, and Packers actually have fans all over the country, so it'd be interesting to see if that affects anything. Ben and Warrington, you're first up on WMAL. Predictions, what do you hope to see this Sunday at the Great Debate Round 2?
Hey, well, there's a difference between a prediction and what I hope to see. I predict that Anderson Cooper will be the loyal Clinton foot soldier that he is. He probably has a cyanide capsule hidden in his teeth. That's how loyal he is to the Clintons. He's a member of the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
So I expect to see pretty much more of the same. I do hope that Donald Trump learns to pace himself. It's a race, not a sprint. I hope he saves the good stuff for more towards the end and does some really good attacks. But based on his last performance, I'm not expecting too much.
All right, Ben. I think you're right about Anderson Cooper. I think that, you know, for everything that we got out of Lester Holt the last time around, we can see just as much out of these two. However, they're less involved, I think, because it's a town hall deal.
They are facilitators of other people's questions, but I think they are allowed to ask follow-ups.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to want their moment. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Joshua, you stay right there, young man. I'm sorry I called on you as the little red number is clicking down. But we'll get to you next. What do you want to see at the debate? 888-630 WMAL.
It's now 7:22.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a green.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Our clock is red. All the numbers are red.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about.
I know, but I realized they might not have
known. Yeah, it's a red clock. It's a digital clock with red numbers.
And it gives a sense of urgency. You got to get going because it's red. It means more. In fact, it tells you that you only have a minute to talk about Zero Res.
Yeah,
hey,
you better get on.
Kids are back in school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. That's the company I use to clean my carpets. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. To say goodbye to the heavy traffic patterns, the wine spills, all that's going to be totally gone. And with the Zero Res cleaning, they'll also take care of your stains, your pet accidents, your dirt, your allergens, your contaminants, the pet fur, all removed. And Zero Res also does a great job on hardwood floors, tile and grout, restoring them like their new condition. I love Zero Res. They're the best, and they guarantee their work. Call them today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. They'll take care of your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at Inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
As a teacher, to say my job is busy is an understatement. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for my students is super easy and a huge time saver. There's tons of fun art and fonts, and I can even upload our mascot design. Let's go, Eagles!
For all of your school needs, choose Custom Ink. For homecoming, game days, class shirts, and more. Show your school pride all year long with custom gear like t-shirts, hoodies, and backpacks from Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing at CustomInk.com.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
More of your calls straight ahead right now at 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and it's Friday in our favor. Coming in off the Greenway onto the toll road out of Sterling on 28, Chantilly 28, all good. A little bit of volume in Manassas on 66, but we'll take a little bit of volume instead of major backups. On 95, we had the crash, northbound 95 in Newington. Now that's gone, but that's what's caused these sizable delays out of Dale City. So it is solid bumper to bumper as you push through to the Lorton area. On southbound 95, before you get to the Fairfax County Parkway, brand new incident just reported southbound side 95. Baltimore Washington Parkway, we're struggling a bit but recovering now. Had the crash northbound north of the Beltway before you get to Powder Mill Road. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. Partly cloudy, mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees. At 7:27.
Asking you what you expect to see from this Sunday's debate that you can hear live right here on WMAL at 9 p.m. Joshua in Leesburg, what do you want to see?
I'd like to see Donald Trump take control of the debate. He needs to run it, not let the moderators, because we know what the moderators, especially this lapdog of the Clintons,
yep,
is going to do.
Okay, so Joshua, you agree with Brian that he needs to, even if he doesn't like the questions or the way things are going, he needs to be able to pivot on that. Susan and Burke, you disagree. What do you say, Susan?
I think that whole pivot thing is sort of a Washington insider, you know, the smart people. But people out in America, we're on to that. We appreciate that somebody is trying to honestly and directly answer the questions they're asked.
Susan, I agree with you if it's done badly. But, I mean, there was a wonder. I'll give you an example. At one point, he was asked a question about cybersecurity. And it was an absolute perfect pivot to talk about Hillary's private email server, which he never did. And so, I mean, it doesn't have to be an awkward pivot. It just means taking advantages of those opportunities to move the debate into an attack. And I just think that there were a lot of opportunities like that that were missed that wouldn't have been awkward and wouldn't have been ugly and would have been on topic, actually.
Maybe a semantics thing. When some people hear pivot, they hear avoiding the question,
right,
or ignoring,
yeah,
the question. What you're saying is take the question and incorporate it into your own agenda.
That's
basically
right. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. 7:28 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up in just a moment, we've been following, of course, the hurricane, Hurricane Matthew, and we'll give you an update on what's going on. But would you be one of those people who would stay behind, and under what circumstances? We'll take your call, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hurricane Matthew is punishing Florida this morning with strong winds, heavy rains, a dangerous storm surge. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is in Palm Bay, Florida at this hour.
We've had wind gusts of at least 80 miles per hour, and it's still going. And we've been feeling these very strong gusts for more than an hour now. And so just the repetitive nature of these gusts just going and going and a long duration of them, that's what can cause that devastation.
Meanwhile, officials in Haiti say Hurricane Matthew has killed more than 280 people there. The coordinator for Haiti's interior ministry in the area hit hardest says he expects the death toll to rise as isolated remote places become accessible. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has won the Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded Santos for his, quote, resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan says the late Antonin Scalia changed the very way judges and lawyers think and talk about the law.
In reading the statute, does anyone now decline to focus first on its text in context? When addressing constitutional meaning, does anyone now ignore the founder's commitments? Justice Scalia deserves much of the credit, and that is a legacy worthy of a law school dedication.
Kagan spoke at a ceremony at George Mason University yesterday marking the renaming of the GMU Law School for the late Scalia. Gun rights activists have gone to federal court to challenge a Maryland handgun licensing law. They argue the licensing process is lengthy, expensive, and invasive. And economists expect a solid jobs report from the government in about an hour. They're predicting the economy added 175,000 jobs in September. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,269, the Nasdaq at 5307. Sports Game 1 wins for the Indians and Blue Jays in the American League. Tonight, the Nats host the Dodgers in Game 1 of their National League Series. The Cubs host the Giants. NFL, the Cardinals beat the 49ers. NBA preseason, a win for the Wizards. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You owe back taxes. There's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And fire and rescue units have been responding to the crash in Wheaton on George Avenue, Arcola. We still have a few units left there at the intersection, so please watch as they try to direct you around. Around the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing to 70. A little bit of volume still as you head through Hyattstown and now into Rockville. We're seeing that stop and go. Better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Looks like travel lanes have been reopened northbound near Powder Mill Road. But each way of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, now that we're getting into the heavy rush hour time, we're slow each direction through Laurel. Southbound DC 295, the accident south of East Capitol Street, very slow on the approach. And trying to recover, 95 out of Dale City, solid lineup and through Lorton. Earlier crash had been in Newington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to roll in today. Seasonable temperatures, high 72. Cloudy tonight, showers overnight 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Leesburg, 59 in Greenbelt, 62 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 737, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We've got a huge 8 o'clock hour coming up. Listen to this. 8:05, Montgomery Councilmember George Leventhal will explain to us why his four terms is not enough. He wants no limits on his terms there as Montgomery County Councilmember, and that term limit provision is on the ballot this November. 8:15 brings us Jason Chaddix, a colleague of ours down in South Carolina. We'll find out what they're doing down there to prepare for the hurricane if it hits. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead.
This is not hype. This is not hyperbole. And I am not kidding. I cannot overstate the danger of the storm.
Well, some very dire warnings from the weather folks and from the news folks ahead of Hurricane Matthew coming alongside the east coast of the Florida Peninsula. Well, how does that turn it out? And here's a question we have for you. You see all these stories about how dire it's going to be, how bad it's going to be, and then you see the stories about the people who say, I'm going to stick it out, I'm not leaving. Would you be one of those people who would stay behind? And under what circumstances would you stay behind? Or do you think that, as some people suspect, we sort of get some overhyping of these storms and we don't get a real straight-from-the-shoulder assessment from these folks about what is likely to happen. Just what might happen in the worst case scenario, seems to be what we always hear about. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, here's what we have. Here's reality this morning. Hurricane Matthew is a Category 3. That's still a significant storm. I grant you that. It is just off the coast of Port Canaveral. If you've ever been on a Disney cruise, you've been to Port Canaveral. That's where the Disney cruises leave from. So what's going on there at Port Canaveral right now? 45-mile-an-hour winds. That's the gusts. The average wind speed, according to the Weather Underground, is 21 miles per hour. And there's some rain. They're going to get about an inch and a half of rain today, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, there's going to be a storm surge, and that's something to be a little worried about. But right now, it's not all that dire. And so it is going to continue to grind away up the coast, and it's going to exit out into the Atlantic Ocean somewhere about the middle of South Carolina if it stays on track. So it was yesterday. We were getting all these dire warnings. You know, you're going to die. Your kids are going to die. The governor saying you must evacuate. And I understand that it's always better, I guess, when you're a politician to play it safe. But I wonder if we sometimes don't do the public a real service by not being a little more circumspect about how we describe these things. If we gave them perhaps the likely outcome and then also tell them what the worst possible outcome would be. You can make a judgment. But a lot of people decided to stay, and I think a part of that is because we constantly hear what is happening in this hurricane. It's going to be bad. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be the worst hurricane ever known to mankind. You're all going to die, as Shepard Smith said. And then you're starting to hear it already this morning. Well, we really dodged a bullet.
Yep.
Dodged a bullet. We got so lucky on this one. Every hurricane, it seems, that's what we always hear. Now, there are times when, you know, like, you know, Andrew, Hugo, and certainly the hurricane.
Katrina.
You knew it was going to be really bad, and you needed to take action. I wonder if sometimes we do a disservice to the American people by always painting the most dire circumstances. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I don't wonder. I think it's irresponsible. I think Shepard Smith yesterday saying this is outrageous.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die too.
In case I haven't scared you enough, your kids die too. Outrageous. I think it's... I'm not minimizing the threat of a hurricane, but I think that it is absolutely outrageous for Shepard Smith to go on Fox News and say that the way he said it. And that, well, it's better safe than sorry. Okay, better safe than sorry isn't news. Okay, better safe than sorry is a policy of deception, in fact. And, you know, Haiti, God bless them, they're in my prayers on a regular basis, in fact, not just when a hurricane is there. Haiti is a dilapidated, impoverished nation that has a whole host of problems. And upwards to 250, maybe 300 people died because of this hurricane slamming dead on into their half of that island. And they're a nation of 10 million. It happened because of the topography of that island and because of the fact that people live in shacks in that island. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. It's not the case here. The reason Katrina happened, because it was a Cat 5 storm, number one, and number two, it slammed into a city that was built below sea level, surrounded by levees.
It wasn't the wind that got New Orleans. It was the flooding and the storm surge that overcame the levees.
And Shep Smith, I think he was so juiced up by coverage. This is what happens in the media. They remember their last shining glory moment, and his big glory moment was Katrina, and so now he's seizing the... Finally, 10 years later, I get the chance to do it again. And it was, I think it's irresponsible what he did.
Well, look, if I'm on the beach in a trailer, a block from the beach, you can count that I'm not going to hang around. That would be suicide. That'd be nuts. You shouldn't do that. If there's a chance of being hit, that's dumb. But for a lot of people, it is a judgment call. And I sort of understand when some people say, I've heard this before, I've been down this road before, and I'm going to stay behind. I understand why they do that. We're going to take your calls on this in just a moment. It is now 7:43.
And your kids
died. As a teacher, to say my job is busy is an understatement. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for my students is super.
super easy and a huge time saver. There's tons of fun art and fonts, and I can even upload our mascot design. Let's go Eagles!
For all of your school needs, choose Custom Ink. For homecoming, game days, class shirts, and more. Show your school pride all year long with custom gear like t-shirts, hoodies, and backpacks from Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing at CustomInk.com.
You know, summer's finally over, and that means that dirt, bacteria, and a lot of other stuff's been ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs, and it's time for them to get a deep down professional cleaning. You know what you need? You need Hadid. And you have to ask yourself, when choosing the company to clean your rugs, do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If you don't get a yes answer to all those questions, then you definitely need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and create a healthier environment at your home or office. Here's the number. It's 703-241-1111. Call that number now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Call 703-241-1111. Go online to joehadid.com to find out the location of their four drop-off places, their drop-off locations. They're very convenient. That's joehadid.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It's 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still busy heading through town. We had the crash. Still watch for some of the activity south on DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue near Burroughs. So this is giving us delays off of both 50 back near 202 and the BW Parkway. If you're merging onto New York Avenue, I'm seeing that stop and go up to the lights at Bladensburg Road. So just watching that stretch. I don't have anything reported, but it's getting very heavy inbound New York toward Bladensburg. All right, getting a little bit better. 95 North, the crash in Newington, that's been gone. So the good news is all of your travel lanes are open. However, delays still out of Dale City. And I'm looking at a brand new accident just reported here in the backups in the Lorton area. So north on 95, patience as we try to work through the stretch of slowdowns. Once you get up onto the Beltway and through Annandale, volume on the increase. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash north of the Beltway before Powder Mill Road northbound had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase for us today. Seasonable temperatures, high 72. Cloudy tonight, showers overnight, 64. As tropical moisture interacts with a cold front Saturday, rain tomorrow, high near 70. Behind the front Sunday, partly cloudy, a little cooler, mid-60s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 62 degrees, 747. All right, so we've been talking about the media coverage of Hurricane Matthew. And look, I understand that you need to be honest with the people and tell them what the threat is. But do you think sometimes it gets overhyped a little bit? To the phone lines we go. How about Phil in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
So I was just telling the call screener, I agree with you guys 100% that I think almost every situation, not just the weather, but just most situations, the media just takes it too far and tries to create that panic and that mass hysteria over everything.
Yeah, you know, I guess the thing is, and I do have some sympathy here because I've been in those anchor chairs and I've been on those remotes where you're covering hurricanes. I guess there's a tendency to say, you know, look, I need to let people know what the worst case scenario is, but you need to describe it as such. And the likely scenarios and the worst case scenarios are often very different. We don't hear the likely scenarios because they fear that if they give people a hope that that it's not going to be as bad as the worst case scenario, they might decide to stick it out and they don't want to be responsible for anybody dying. I think the American people are smart enough to figure that out.
I agree.
Yeah, I think they are too. Give us some credit. I think that there's a school of thought that says if we don't tell them the worst, if we give them any glimmer of hope, then those stupid rubes are just going to stay back. And by the way, listen, with all of these warnings going on, if people do decide to stay in their home and the hurricane comes and they get flooded out and they're standing on their roof and they're looking for help, guess what? Listen, if we can get to you, we can get to you. But guess what? You decided to stay,
that's
dude.
Right. It was your call.
It was your call. You had every opportunity to get out. If you decided to stay, well, listen, you've made your bed, but be a grown-up.
But here's the other side of that equation, and this is what I really fear, is that time after time after time, if you say, it's going to be horrible, it's going to be the worst we've ever seen, people are going to die, blah, 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 and you go on and on and on, and time after time after time after time, it doesn't come out that way. After some point, you have no credibility with the public.
That's right.
And the public will not listen to you when the real problem comes along.
You're absolutely correct.
All right, let's go to Chuck in Gaithersburg. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I've lived through at least two hurricanes. The last one was Hurricane Ike, 2009 in Texas. And look, hurricanes are dangerous. I lived in an all-brick condo. Right on the beach. I evacuated.
Yeah.
When I came back.
Yeah.
When I came back, the marina was gone.
Well, listen, I think if you're right on the water, I think, you know, you gotta make a hard call there. I don't think that you're probably going to... It would not be very wise when a hurricane is headed your way to be right on the water. Let's all be honest about that.
Yeah.
Probably not a great call. But if you're a few blocks back, many times there's not much damage. And this is something that I think about on a regular basis because I have mentioned before, I own a piece of property along the Florida coast in the Panhandle, not in this zone at all, but this is something that I think about. I've ridden out hurricanes that were one or two category hurricanes. I've been through a hurricane that was a category 5. It's no day at the beach, and I was 20 miles inland, so it's serious. But you got to make those calls. And look, I think you'd be stupid to be right on the beach during a hurricane and not evacuate. But I think there are people who are just a little off the beach. It would be just fine.
I think we can all agree, though, that this
moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead.
And this,
and your kids die too,
is not really helping inform the American people at times of crisis.
It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
It is now 7:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamblick.
And good morning. Stocks are set to fall right now, but today's jobs report is just about a half hour away. 165,000 new hires are expected. The actual report will determine where stocks head later on. Hurricane Matthew's not having a big impact on the markets overall, just on stock sectors like airlines, travel. But the storm will show up 1 month from now when we get the reading on October jobs. This could reduce it by tens of thousands. The end of an era in Australia this morning when the last Ford Falcon rolled off an assembly line in Melbourne. Ford and other U.S. car makers are pulling out of the country because production costs keep rising. Ford's been building cars there for 91 years. The New York Post says Verizon wants a $1 billion discount off its purchase price for Yahoo because of Yahoo's hacking and spying issues. And the biggest RV dealership in the country begins selling stock on Wall Street today. Shares of Camping World will cost $22 a piece. Business is booming because baby boomers are buying so many RVs. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Introducing the long-awaited Esotique XV from Chamonix. Esotique XV, what the heck? It's a brand new product. Sure, Esotique's been around for a while with Chamonix, but this is their fourth generation of Esotique called XV. Combines cutting-edge plant stem cell therapy with natural peptides. It's so advanced, it makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles a thing of the past. And due to this combination of key ingredients, it also targets skin redness and old scars. Man, I've been using it for a few weeks now, and I'm loving the difference. And so are the people in my life, if you know what I mean. You know, this weekend I'm going to see my brothers, my older brothers, and I can't wait for them to see my brand new face thanks to Esotique XV. They're going to get a little work done, didn't you? And I'll keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to say a darn thing. For only a small shipping fee, you can now check Esotique XV out for yourself for free. That's right. All you got to do is pay for shipping. Chamonix is going to send it out to you, and you'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear on your face, too, or you're not going to pay. They'll also throw in liposomal deep firming serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you don't look 20 years younger, you're not going to pay. It's that simple. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It is now 7:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, but a volume in Urbana. And then as you push through Gaithersburg into Rockville, you still might want to avoid 355. They're out there doing the road work. Crews can't say whether that's emergency work, but they're not out there at a good time here. South on 355 as you head past, looks like it passed the Best Buy before you get to Congressional Lane. And only one right lane gets by. So 355, good time to avoid that. Beltway and Bethesda Interloop starting to see some slowdowns just before Connecticut Avenue. George Avenue at Arcole Avenue, still watch crews around the scene of the crash there. Better DC 295, the accident cleared. Southbound 295 near Burroughs, but still big delays on the approach. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Matthew stays well south of our area, but sending a lot of moisture up the East Coast. Clouds will increase here today, high 72. Cloudy overnight with scattered showers, 64. Rain and 70 Saturday. Partly cloudy, mid-60s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 62 degrees at 7:57.
The Dale City Gun Show is back, bigger and better than ever. The Dale City Gun Show, this weekend, at the Dale City VFW, Dale City, Virginia. New management, 165 tables, guns, knives, ammo, accessories, surplus, and much more. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Take a Virginia or Utah concealed carry class Saturday or Sunday. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. Do not miss your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Dale City Gun Show. The biggest, the best show ever. It's your one-stop gun shop with 165 tables under new management. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now,